With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
To save the second.
You could see how careful he was with that volley this time, right?
Yeah.
And it's also good for him that he didn't have to play a smash there. But clearly the volley, he was just like super careful to be precise after that previous miss. And just played it like a little, maybe too soft even, allowed Root that chance to potentially hit a lob. But it was still a long shot. So yeah, third match point.
Giannis is the
most important one, yeah. Remind me what you said like 3 or 4 sentences ago.
That he's the greatest clutch player ever.
Yes.
Okay. Oh my goodness! Yes, that's why you earned this. Okay.
By the way, in case you guys are not watching, Novak double faulted and was like miles long. I still agree with what Vance said, but obviously on this very occasion, the nerves got to him.
I mean, it happened to him in the French Open finals, right?
So, oh, yeah, yeah. He finished.
Two of them. Yeah, and also
that's true, yeah.
But this
he did play with your
by some distance, and he really deserved it. He played awesome. The first 3 games of the third set, especially, to give him so much credit for that. That was some really, really good stuff.
He had a lot of good moments, definitely.
He did. Like,
he's been
playing so amazing all year, and this is the best start to his season he's had. Even though he made a Miami final in 2022, I still put this start over it.
Yeah, and Keane is right that Djokovic also played doubles with Georgia one event and won one match in Beijing. But yeah, when it comes to the match, Djokovic really coming out with such an aggressive intent, you know, 125 kilometers an hour on every forehand, really not willing to play long rallies. And like, I think Casper for a while, he just kind of thought that Djokovic would keep missing like in the first set. And it took him a while to stand up to him. But eventually he did. And as you said, the first 3 games of the third set, it wasn't maybe what won him the match, but it kind of got him through the set. Like, you know, it got him to that 5-4 moment, sort of. And of course, also holding at 4-all, that was crucial. A few good points in there too. And then the last game, which Novak kind of froze away, but, you know, you still had to put him in that position. So is it the biggest win of Root's career? I know it is ranking-wise. I guess there's no real argument for any other one, right?
No, I don't think so. I think this is easily the biggest win of his career. There's no two ways about it.
Yeah, I was thinking if maybe you'll find something like, I don't know, where he beat, you know, more important match. I guess he had the clay semifinal. I mean, the semifinals at Slams, but they weren't ever against a player of this caliber. So yeah, I would say this is the biggest win of his career. And all in all, we're gonna have a Root Tsitsipas final. So let's also stay on for like 3 minutes and talk about that one. Brilliant opportunity for both. Who's the favorite tomorrow?
you know, tough, very tough. It's like 51-49, maybe. You know, maybe Rude, honestly. I think so. Just like the victory. Maybe also in Acapulco recently, he has a more of a blueprint, just having done it already, and then also just, you know, going for his first big title. Like, it would be an amazing story for Rude to finally win a big trophy. But also just, I don't know, it's just somehow just, yeah, I back him a little bit more, backhand to backhand still. I think he's serving really well. I think both players are, I don't know, I see it being really, really tight. Like, I can't give a clear edge to either, but I give a slight edge to Rude.
Me too. I think I'm giving him less of an edge that I would have given him before the day started. Before the day started, I was thinking if they play in the final, I think Rude is going to win his first big title. Now that I think of it, it's closer than I was expecting it to be. Gibby, of course, is raising a very fair point. You know, what will Tsitsipas do against all of these RPMs directed at his backhand? On clay, he's going to handle himself okay, but it should be a different matchup than today. Like, I think we're going to see a lot more initiative from Casper. Probably, he's going to be producing more than today in terms of the aggression and just staying on top of the point. I think that's probably going to happen. Steph's backhand today was good enough that he could protect it relatively well. Yeah, it was okay. It still had its shank moments, definitely. There was a bit of a shank fiesta, as I called it earlier at the beginning of the third set. That's kind of why after today, I believe that it's closer than I would have thought otherwise. Casper, for as like very decent and very strong in patches as he was today, also wasn't like extremely incredible, you know. And maybe if they played in actually like a little faster clay conditions, maybe I would like his chances more against Steph, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But should be close, of course, for both guys. This is very important. So nerves will also be a factor. Casper trying to win a title over the 250 level for the first time. Stefanos Tsitsipas trying to win Monte Carlo for the third time. How ridiculous will it be if Tsitsipas will have three ATP 1000 titles, all of them in Monte Carlo?
Yeah, it's wild. What are his... He has a 19-3 record. I think the three losses are like Shapovalov, Fritz.
Fritz last year, yeah. And something in the past. I'm going to check that.
Medvedev.
Oh yeah, 2019, yeah, because Daniel beat Medvedev and Daniel beat Tsitsipas and Djokovic back to back, yeah. And it's not Shapovalov actually. Tsitsipas beat Shapovalov in 2018, but lost to Goffin.
Oh, Goffin, yeah.
That much I do not remember at all, but yeah, Medvedev and Fritz, these ones for sure. So yeah, these are his only losses over the years in Monte Carlo. Without taking qualifying into consideration, that's still a phenomenal record. It's like 12-2, 14-2, and now 5 wins. So yeah, 19-3, sorry. Not 19-2, 19-3 indeed. Tomorrow can get his 20th win. Also in Barcelona, next week he has a very good one. I mean, in the past 5 editions, he's been in the final 3 times. So yeah. This is definitely when Tsitsipas is at his strongest most seasons.
Yep.
And we can see tomorrow.
Monte Carlo, Barcelona, Rome, Roland Garros. That's where you expect him to be at his strongest.
Casper can take some real confidence, even if only a 7 out of 10. Novak, says Ghibli, sure. And John is also relying to us a story of from Estoril when his team, Casper talked to his team at some point, my backhand is okay, I don't need to run around. Yeah, if he believes in it, he can definitely outplay him in the backhand rallies too. How close to Steph's serve is Casper's? Not that close, but on clay, that's kind of mitigated, right? Like that's less of a factor than it would be usually. So
I thought today that it's supposed to need to have like almost a 65-70% first serves and then just like serve a bit ridiculous clip, but actually didn't need to be that high, you know? So.
Worried about having backhand-to-backhand rallies against Novak, but he did well, Casper. Yeah, for the most part, I guess it was Novak trying to control the match with his forehand, and in the backhands, he both pulled off a couple of stunners down the line, right? It wasn't like Novak was really winning all of these. And Ghibli says that, Novak was just not willing to grind them. We didn't see that many rallies like this. I still remember like 5 or 10 of them, and I guess the breakdown would be pretty similar for Rude Djokovic, where like long exchanged rallies back and cross court. Most of the time it was kind of Casper or Novak like trying to find the line and just missing eventually, but there wasn't like a clear edge in terms of that pattern. But Ghibli is right to point out that there was just not that much of it as well. And neither have shown much forecourt play, so I guess it won't matter, says Ghibli. Yeah, I mean, on clay, it's definitely neutralized. If there is a big serve edge between Tsitsipas and Rude, which I think there is on hard courts, at least on the quicker surface, it's probably not that important on clay courts. Stefan 2, that's okay, but 2 close sets. Okay, that's not that bold. Peter with the Casper in 3. You know, 3 sets or 2 sets, that's kind of guessing every time. Always 2 sets is the more likely result, regardless of the winner. But I'm not sure what the bookmakers say. I don't think they will say anything just yet. But I actually have no idea who's going to be the favorite for the bookies tomorrow. They were both very similarly priced today against Sinner and Djokovic, which I think if we got a Sinner-Djokovic final, they would be similarly priced too. So I actually think it will be pretty close probably for the bookmakers. But kind of tough to say, actually. Maybe Tsitsipas a small favorite. I don't know.
I think I still give Tsitsipas a small edge, like just odds-wise. It would be.
Yeah, I think it would be fair if Tsitsipas is a small favorite odds-wise tomorrow. Yeah. Me, personally, I would say it's 51-49 route for me. But
we'll I would see. Say so, too, yeah. I would say so as well. It's a different matchup against these two. We also haven't seen them play on clay since Madrid 2021, and Madrid clay is very different. So maybe some fatigue also for Stefanos, having had 2 really great weeks before.
Madrid 2021. Okay, yeah, that was like the only early loss for Stefanos that clay season, if I remember correctly, right? Because it was like the second round or whatever they played at. Of course, he had a very strong clay year that season. Well, I'm not counting Hamburg, of course. I'm just counting the main part of the clay swing. But he lost to Casper in Madrid, which was like his only bad loss of the main part of the clay season. Otherwise, losing only to Djokovic twice and Nadal. At the time, it was a bad loss. You know,
when was the last time we had like these type of upsets? I guess we had like the Big Four in Canada, you know, like that one year, 2010, we ended up getting like.
What do you mean?
We ended up getting like Federer and Murray in the final. Mm-hmm. Instead of Djokovic and Nadal. I don't think that's really.
Nah, that wasn't that strong.
Eric says Monte Carlo 2019. Lajovic beating Medvedev and Fonini beating Nadal. That's an interesting one.
Interesting, yes. I don't know if Medvedev at the time had that sort of reputation, right?
Yeah.
I understand where he's coming from. He just beat Djokovic, he just beat Tsitsipas, but I just don't think he had that sort of reputation at the moment yet. Perhaps after August 2019, yes, but not at the time. And Fonini Nadal, that's, you know, way bigger even. I think a lot of us back then thought that Fonini might have a shot, but like, you know, realistically, in terms of the odds, the percentages, of course, Fonini was just probably like a 5 or a 6 odds or whatever. But yeah, I don't know if Lajovic Medvedev quite qualifies because it's Daniil on clay and because it's Daniil pre-August 2019. All right. I guess that is going to be everything then. I guess we're going to wrap it up. considering Dan Evans has beaten Novak here, Casper shouldn't think he's now Clay's new Rafa. I know he shouldn't, but you know, it is a thing. See what happens when you bash. You mean Novak? Because that Novak was bashing rather than Casper. But yeah, anyway, I guess that's going to be it. Thank you guys for listening to both the streams today. I'm pretty sure tomorrow there's also the final. In fact, I think I will be there. Will you be there as well?
I think probably, yeah.
I think it's going to be us with Gokalp from Turkey, who I don't know if he's been on the stream before. I don't think so.
Okay.
But he's going to be, probably it's going to be us three tomorrow. At least I think that's the plan for now. So, of course, guys, make sure to tune into that. And hopefully it's going to be a great match. I am very excited about the prospect of this final more than I would be with Djokovic Tsitsipas or Sinner Ruud, but less than I would be with Djokovic Sinner, probably.
Yeah. Same. I have it number two, like in terms of all the possible finals.
Yeah, number two is fair.
The best, but this... But yeah, this is the next best thing we could have gotten for sure.
This is the one that seems most competitive, other than Djokovic Sinner. And actually maybe just as competitive as Djokovic Sinner. It's just not Djokovic Sinner, but that's really not a big deal to me. I'm excited to see it. And let's catch up tomorrow and watch that battle. And once again, thank you guys. And I guess I have to end the stream since I don't think our producer is around. And thank you, Vansh, as well.
Yep. Thank you, Damien. Thank you to everyone in the comments, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.